Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jagopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jamuna Tera Vanachari Daya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Prabhupada, 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 Jai, Jai, Prabhupada. Nithai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nithai Gaur Hari Bol. Shishi Gaur Nithai Ki Jai, Shishi Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, Radha Shyama Sundar Ki Jai, Siddha Prabhupada Ki Jai. Rantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Tai Gau Premanandi. So, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So reading Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 2, Chapter 9, Text 38 Shishukuvacha. Sampradishyayavam ajano. Jananam parameshtinam. Pashyatas tasya tadrupam. Atmano nyarunad dari. Shishukuvacha. Sampradishyayavam ajano. Jananam parameshtinam. Pashyatastasya tadrupam. Atmano nyarunad dari. Shishuku vacha. Sampradishyayavam ajano. Jananam parameshtinam. Pashyatas tasya tadrupam. Atmano nyarunad dari. Shishuku vacha. Shishukadev Goswami said, Sampradishya, fully instructing Brahmaji, evam, thus, ajana, the Supreme Lord, jananam, of the living entities, Parameshtinam, unto the Supreme Leader Brahma. Pashyataha, while he was seeing. Tasya, his. Tat Rupam, that transcendental form. Atmana.
Of the Absolute.
Nyarunat.
Disappeared.
Hari.
The Lord.
The Personality of Godhead.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, by Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Shukadeva Goswami said to Parikshit Maharaj, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, after being seen in His transcendental form, instructing Brahmaji, the leader of all living entities, disappeared." Responsively, Shukadeva Goswami said, to Maharaj Parikshit, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari,
after being seen
in His transcendental form,
instructing Brahmaji,
the leader of the living entities,
disappeared."
Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this verse, it is clearly mentioned that the Lord is Ajana, or the Supreme Person, and that He was showing His transcendental form, Atmano Rupam, to Brahmaji while instructing him in the summarization of Srimad Bhagavatam in four verses. He is Ajana, or the Supreme Person, amongst Jananam, or all persons. All living entities are individual persons, and amongst all such persons, Lord Hari is supreme, as confirmed in the Shruti mantra, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam. So there's no place for impersonal features in the transcendental world, as there are impersonal features in the material world. Whenever there's Chaitana or knowledge, the personal feature comes in. In the spiritual world, everything is full of knowledge. Therefore, everything in the transcendental world, the land, the water, the tree, the mountain, the river, the man, the animal, the bird, everything is of the same quality, namely Chaitana. Therefore, everything there is individual and personal. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us this information as the supreme Vedic literature. It was personally instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to Brahmaji, so that the leader of the living entities might broadcast the message to all in the universe in order to teach the supreme knowledge of Bhakti Yoga. Brahmaji, in his turn, instructed Narada, his beloved son, the same message of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Narada, in his turn, taught the same to Vyasadeva, who again taught it to Shukadeva Goswami. Through Shukadeva Goswami's grace, and by the mercy of Maharaj Parikshit, we're all given Srimad Bhagavatam perpetually to learn the signs of the Absolute Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pacharane, Nirvishesha, Shunyavadi Pascha, Chadishatarne, Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha, Kripa Sundubhyevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna. So, how fortunate are we that we're hearing about Lord Brahma performing tapasya. This is a very incredible chapter in the Bhagavatam because it talks about the creation of the universe, the first created being,
how the Lord manifested all the universes and all the planets and all the elements, earth, water, fire, air, also mind, intelligence, and ego. So Krishna is giving full facility, all the different, from top to bottom, different kind of machines, whether demigod machines, human machines, beastly machines, aquatics, plant life, worms, germs, so many machines, like the birds singing in the trees. And this Daivi Shakti, this energy of the Lord, is prevalent throughout this material world, throughout the only one-fourth of the creation, because there's the Vaikuntha Lokas and Goloka Vrindavan. And Lord Brahma, being very qualified, the first created being, heard the words tapa, tapa. The Lord was not manifest, but he heard and he understood due to his exalted position. He performed long-term austerities, 1,000 celestial years, that's over 2 million years. But when we go to sleep at night and you wake up in the morning, you think it just happened in a flash. So I guess when you're in meditation, in deep meditation, whether a million, a billion years go by, you know, it's just a matter of giving some designation to it. But understanding that he performed austerity, tapasya, by meditating on the form of the Lord. And Krishna, being so pleased by these austerities of Brahma, that he personally manifested himself and said, shook hands with Lord Brahma, said that Lord Brahma has a friendly relationship with Krishna as a friend. So Krishna is playing with all his cowherd boyfriends, plays with his girlfriends, plays with the Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, offers respect to his seniors, behaves accordingly. But these are all the intimate relationships of those who want to serve Krishna with awe and reverence, those who want to be his friend and play with Krishna, what to speak of, take care of Krishna, nurture him, protect him as if he needs protection. But when Nanda and Yashoda saw Krishna all entangled in Kaliya's serpent's coils, they became mad. They wanted to give up their lives. They're thinking, we have to protect Krishna. How's he going to survive otherwise? And Mother Yashoda is always thinking about making nice preparations so Krishna maintains his health. So Krishna, he reciprocates with each and every devotee in different ways. So in this universal creation, when Lord Brahma performed this tapasya, he asked relevant questions of Krishna, just for our benefit. And Krishna revealed that anything beyond this earth, water, fire, air, ether, all the material ingredients of this material, nothing exists. I've existed before the creation. I've created everything. I'm here. I'm maintaining everything. Not only Mahavishnu, Garbhadaksha Vishnu, Kshirudaksha Vishnu, the Lord's in the heart of every living being. He's present everywhere. And unfortunately, everyone's looking for happiness in this material world. They're struggling very hard, working very, very hard. Prabhupada gave the example. He was next to someone in the airplane and he saw that he was calculating for 2 hours something, you know, some working very enthusiastically to accomplish something. But what is the ultimate end of all of the endeavors of the materialistic person or anybody in this material world? Is sense gratification. I have family, I have responsibilities, I have duties. And Maya, this Daivi Hesha Guna Mayi, Mama Maya Duratyaya, Mameva Ye Prapajante, Mayami Tang Tarantite, is difficult to overcome because we all have that sense of being the Lord, our first disease, imitating Krishna, that I'm the enjoyer. Who is this Krishna? I'm the enjoyer. We want to become the enjoyer. We're striving very hard. No matter what kind of body we have, we're looking for that happiness, for that enjoyment. And the illusion is such that we believe that, yes, this will make me happy. I'm very happy. Since time immemorial, all the philosophers and all the great thinkers of humankind, the leaders, they're trying to promise people, I'll give you happiness, I'll give you, you know, no taxes, and you'll enjoy all the time, everything will be great. Hiranyakashipu was looking for ways to be the supreme enjoyer. No one will impede my enjoyment, no one will kill me. Lord Brahma will give me benediction. So this is the great fortune that we're having, is that Krishna is revealing the essence. Although, you know, we've taken apart the purports daily, and each devotee was giving commentation, and devotees were absorbed just trying to understand how people want to make everything impersonal. That everything, if God is spiritual, he's transcendental, he can't be personal, because it's like the sour grapes philosophy, because they cannot see God, or they cannot see the spirit soul, and they have no tangible evidence according to their eyesight or their mental gymnastics to realize that I'm eternal, we're all eternal living beings, we don't belong in this material world, we belong in the spiritual world. So in order to justify that, we have to put down the idea that God is a person, or that nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitanam, that he's actually maintaining all of us, providing the fruits and the grains and the vegetables and the grass for the animals, and so many necessities. All the birds are eating, all the living beings are eating, God's providing for everyone. But humankind has centered all their activities around eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That this is the purpose of my life, that I'll be happy, I'll find a nice person who'll also appreciate me, and together we'll produce more people, children, that will also love us and take care of us when we're older. And there'll never be any disappointment. But unfortunately, there's always disappointment, because birth comes old age, disease, and death. Everyone's forced to leave this world. Everyone's forced, whether you live the life of Brahma, a demigod, in a celestial kingdom where the people are much more beautiful, much more intelligent, much more life of longevity, opulence, gold, jewels, rubies, diamonds, coral. You know, so many beautiful descriptions are there of the Vaikuntha, of the spiritual kingdom, and also the inhabitants of the spiritual kingdom, how beautiful and powerful and fully satisfied they are. It's not simply some hypothetical dream or some imaginary vision of madmen who are trying, because also frustrated or could not get a job in the material world, that now they're making some bogus philosophy that there's no God and there's no reality beyond this little tiny planet that we're on. You know, so now with all the greatest scientists, greatest thinkers, they're making some machines that fly to some other planet, but they have no clue, no understanding about the millions of planets, which is but a small mustard seed of millions of universes. The complexities of this whole material creation. So because of when one contemplates or tries to understand, you know, what should I do with my life? And so many people, yogis, swamis, everybody's out to get, you know, teachers to give their guidance and give some relief to the confusion or bewilderment. So naturally, people are inclined to find a leader or follower according to their propensities. You know, some people like to keep a guru as a pet. You know, I have my guru, you know, because it's a social thing to do, that we want to have a guru, we want to be hip. You don't want to be, you know, behind the times. Everyone has to have a guru. They have gurus for everything now. You know, plant gurus and, you know, investment gurus and musical gurus, different gurus, guru, guidance. So Prabhupada, he's very mercifully, just as the six Goswamis were intensely studying all the scriptures, because this is the common understanding of any religious-minded person, that scripture is spoken by God, that he's free of the defects. He's not illusioned. He doesn't make mistakes. doesn't have a cheating propensity. What's the other one? Imperfect senses, illusion, cheating propensities. Yes. So these imperfections are there, which prevent one from really tapping into the source of the true knowledge, the absolute truth. And yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru tasyaite katita hyarta prakashante mahatmana. One who has faith in guru, one who has faith in Krishna. And how do we gain that faith in guru? Is by hearing them. Because a fool remains concealed as long as he doesn't speak. And so many people are speaking that God cannot be spoken of, and then don't read books, but they wrote a book about not reading books. And, you know, there's so many cheating practices. You give me $35, I'll give you a secret mantra, and within 6 months you'll become God, or you become cosmic conscious. You'll become cosmic conscious. And yes, we're thinking, I mean, someone may complain, well, why there's so many cheaters and people will be fooled? But Krishna knows everything. He's in our heart. He knows our intention. He knows what we're thinking. Scary. You know, Krishna knows what we're thinking and what we're contemplating and how we're trying to cut corners, where we're cutting the corners. So just in order for us to really understand that we cannot perform the austerities that Lord Brahma performed, we've read earlier, or actually later comes, I'm just reading about Daksha's yajna sacrifice where he insulted Lord Shiva, and Sati, the wife of Shiva, came to his father's palace for the yajna, but he did not recognize her because she was affiliated with Lord Shiva. And because she committed suicide or left, because she wanted to relieve herself of the body of Daksha, and all the followers of Lord Shiva destroyed the yajna sacrifice, so much so that Lord Brahma and all the demigods came to Kailash to see Lord Shiva and pray for forgiveness. But Lord Shiva wasn't angry. He's Ashutosh. He's not affected in that capacity. But in order to set the example, the proper example, then they asked him, you come back and you rectify this yajna. Because in yajna, the sacrifices that are made with special mantras by qualified brahmanas in order to please the demigods, ultimately Vishnu, to please God. In different times, there are different prescriptions. But in this Kali Yuga, the prescription is Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kaluva, Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. We think, oh, that's easy. We got lucky, you know, we don't have to study all these mantras or perform all these yajnas and, you know, so many ceremonies and reading so many books and following so many rules and regulations. But when you get to the essence of it, it is a tapasya, it is yajna, because the mind is restless and difficult to control. The senses are restless and are hankering for satisfaction. The stomach is growling, feed me, feed me. And the feet and hands are moving very, very quickly to satisfy the stomach, otherwise they'll get weak. And the tongue, very difficult to control because this Gramyakata is everywhere. They have first edition, second edition, third edition of the newspapers to tell you of all the horrible things that are going on in the world and all the killings and sufferings and disasters which are awaiting us. But still, somehow, due to Maya's influence, we're thinking, "No, I'm okay. I'm happy." And so, the Goswamis—they gave up the high aristocracy. You know, people are after wealth and reputation. They want to be powerful, like Krishna. They want to imitate Krishna. But that, no matter how much wealth, you're never going to be the wealthiest. Krishna is the wealthiest, the most powerful, the most famous, the most beautiful. So you may enter every beauty contest, still doesn't compare, doesn't come close. So this is only our illusion. It's a carrot on the donkey, which is forcing us to work day in, day out, looking to get that, maybe a carrot of gold or something, you know, thinking of some sort of a ultimate satisfaction. So Srila Prabhupada, amazing Leela, we've been hearing from Leela Amrita a few readings of Prabhupada taking birth in a pure devotee family, giving great respect to his father, just like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, born in a pure family. And we may think, oh, these are ancient historical personalities and these kind of philosophies, why we should follow them nowadays, modern time, you know, you got to be up with the time, you got to become hip. Don't be so backward, you're so old-fashioned. But Prabhupada, in our very lifetime, he struggled through the greatest difficulties to spread this mission. It almost seems mysterious who knew that he would meet Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Prabhupada said, who knew that he never intended to take sannyas or take this mission of Rupa Goswami to be in Radha Damodar temple and to appreciate Rupa Sanatan, Jiva Goswami, the Goswami's great treasure of transcendental knowledge, which Prabhupada explained in the second canto, that when Krishna was speaking, after he finished having this wonderful conversation and revelation of the spiritual kingdom and giving the essence of all knowledge, he said, now you expand on this. You expand this. So Brahma gave to Narada, to Vyas, and then all the way down to Guru Parampara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again reinforced, solidified, and highlighted the essence Golokya Premadan Harinam Sankirtan, Kali Kalir Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. That he's establishing what is the Dharma, what is the religion. The purpose of human life is to follow religious principles. But everyone thinks, no, the essence is sense gratification, enjoyment. I will enjoy if I follow the dictates of my mind, just whatever feels right, looks good, I'll do that. If it feels good, do it. But we're understanding that when a diseased person, depending on the severity of the disease, goes to the doctor and the doctor gives medicine, if the disease is severe and one is suffering and struggling, he'll take the instruction of his doctor and take the medicine very dutifully, very carefully. Many times people, they get a little bit better, then they give up the medicine, they have a relapse. Again, the disease comes. So our disease is that we're thinking that we are this material body, that this body is mine, and my wife's body is her body, and my children's bodies, and we're all Americans, and those are, Russians, and those are Africans, those are Indians, and let us fight because territorial boundaries are being disrespected, and you're not of my people, my nation. And there was a lot of difficulty, even when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was taking the parikrama, many places, even in Vrindavan, they didn't want to accept that, unless you're born in a Brahminical family, you cannot be part of this spiritual movement. And Srila Prabhupada, especially in the early days, 70, 71, 72, when he was in Vrindavan, trying to establish Bombay and Mayapur, the struggle that he was going through, because even though it seemed impossible dream that, Swami, you're going to just die going to America at such an old age. What do you have? Who's going to follow you? You're just an old man. But Prabhupada, due to his intense love for his spiritual master, and also he's also in a friendly relationship with Krishna. He was missing playing with Krishna and the cowherd boys in the fields of Braj. And he was revealing his heart and mind, even if, just upon the arrival. Now you got to take up this task. You're in a place full of ignorance and passion. People are totally intoxicated with trying to become happy in this temporary world. And Prabhupada's going to tell them, give up intoxication, give up illicit sex, give up meat eating, give up gambling. Now that's austerity. For Kali Yuga especially, those who are not brought up or trained in the ashramas, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, there are rules and regulations. Usually if you're in a cultural setting, and everyone's following religious principles. People are getting married according to the proper instruction or performing Garbhodana Sanskara. People are following religious principles and have developed godly qualities. They can bring in good progeny, and they can actually live a happy life in this world by following religious principles. So Srila Prabhupada in the beginning and always was very tolerant, very kind, very merciful, and emphasizing to chant the holy name of the Lord. That, you know, he sees that people are not listening, or they're a little bit rowdy and they're a little bit overly covered by ignorance and passion. Okay, let's have kirtana. Give prasad. Kirtana and prasad. These are our weapons. Philosophy is good. It's important to help convince us the importance of not taking the doctor's very specific instructions on our health regimen and not taking our medicine and thinking that we're okay still. So many of us have come to the Krishna consciousness movement by the mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of Prabhupada. Even Krishna was telling Brahma, it's not by your mental gymnastics or speculative endeavors or by the philosophy of someone else that you're going to understand. By Krishna's satisfied by his austerity, Krishna was satisfied by his devotion and humility that he revealed in his heart what is the truth, what is the absolute understanding of life. And Krishna will reveal himself. He's ready to reveal himself to everyone. But it's a matter of yayatamang praparjate tangs tathayavajam yaham. As we surrender to Krishna, he rewards us accordingly. So if we just a little bit were happy, then a little bit is available. But Srila Prabhupada, when he was pushing on this mission, one specific detail was in Bombay and also Vrindavan, there was a lot of opposition to get the land in Juhu. But in Vrindavan, there was so much difficulty getting started. We just got the land donated, Sarath, and there was a devotee, he found it difficult because no one would listen and there's so many obstacles. He said, Prabhupada, I can't chant my rounds. I'm not reading. I just feel like going off alone and just hearing and chanting and get my spiritual life together. And Prabhupada explained that Arjuna didn't just sit down and meditate and want Krishna just to fight. He actually fought this battle. He was meditating and focusing his mind on how to accomplish the mission. Even Tamal Krishna Maharaj was saying that all this management is too much botheration, but I still feel like I'm making advancement, so I continue on. So even though we have so many obstacles that cause us inconvenience or distraction from being, doing our rounds very sincerely, but all these obstacles and distractions are coming because We're still looking for that happiness above and beyond what we feel is available. Because Krishna is manifest in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. It's non-different. And by hearing Prabhupada's lectures, by coming, what do you say? Nasta Prayeshu Badreshu Nityang Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavat Uttama Shloki Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. That Prabhupada made a whole program for all of us to follow. Ideally, you get up early in the morning, 3-4 o'clock, Brahma Muhurta. This is most conducive for spiritual life. Because whatever we want to do in our lives, we want to first of all work on ourselves. And then to bathe, to stay clean, to chant Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Come and see the beautiful Mangal Arati, the deities. The Lord is personally present. It's not that some statue is there and we're just doing some basic worship. When Prabhupada heard that the deities were not being properly served or were being neglected, he said, no, you know, be very, very careful. Krishna's personally present. He's present. And by being in the association of devotees, this is most essential to have that good association. When you see others are singing and dancing and chanting, it helps, gives us strength. And then, not only that, but hearing Bhagavatam, chanting the holy name, living in a holy place, every temple is like Vrindavan, like the spiritual world. Because what happens here? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. We're hearing and chanting about Krishna. So, we should emphasize, by attending the Guru Puja and praying to Srila Prabhupada for blessings, this is one of the devotional processes. Hearing, we're hearing from Bhagavatam, the more we're reading. But in the day, unless, just like it says in Sangsara Dava, our Guru Vastakam prayers, that cleaning the temple, dressing the deities, washing the floor, distributing the books, the preaching efforts. So everything was molded by Srila Prabhupada in such a unique and transcendental way that we live together, we rise early, we perform Mangal Arati, we chant our rounds, we're offering Guru Puja, we're doing Kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Kirtan Eva, Trinadapi Sunicha Natarodapi Hishtuna Amanina Amanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. We want to chant always, but unless we have humility and unless we have a submissive attitude, inquire submissively and render service. So service needs to be rendered, that I need to keep myself busy, because an idle mind is the devil's workshop. And unless we're busy for propagating Krishna consciousness, then we're going to become lazy and just think, I just want to have a peaceful, simple life. I believe Krishna, I'm a Hare Krishna, I'm okay. Yes, that's okay, but Prabhupada and his sincere followers work very hard. Imagine the austerities in the early days in particular. Still austerities are here. But, you know, like when they were even in Bombay and Juhu, I was just reading recently, mosquitoes and flies and dirty water, no food, and people are giving hard time and so much anxiety. And you're thinking, how can I have spiritual life when there's so many disturbances in my life? You know, we're always going to have disturbances. The Pandavas had disturbances. Queen Kunti had disturbances. Prabhupada had unlimited challenges. But somehow, with his faith and determination, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and the faith in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the transparent clarity which Prabhupada studies all the acharyas and gives us the essence so we can actually digest it. We shouldn't think, well, maybe I should read about what all the acharyas say about every purport. You get lost in the woods, you better hold on to Prabhupada's hand and the rest of the devotees and follow along the path. Don't go off in your own little woods thinking that, this is most important for me or that's most important. But try to understand by daily hearing, following, and increase the hearing and chanting. This is most important because it's not that we're going to work our way back to Godhead, but if we work with enthusiasm and determination to please Srila Prabhupada and help spread Krishna consciousness, then this is satisfying. Prabhupada will become happy. And when everyone asks, well, Prabhupada, what will make you most happy? That you be Krishna conscious. And a symptom of one's being Krishna conscious is his eagerness to hear about Krishna and his pastimes with his devotees and also be part of it. Give it to others, preach to others, but also, most important, preach to yourself every day. Have a regulated hearing every day, have regulated service. This is why there are minimal prerequisites required in order to follow the four regulative principles, to chant the Lord's holy name, hear the Bhagavatam in the association of devotees. If we mold our lives in that way, Krishna makes the arrangements that the other obstacles fall away. And no matter how much difficult it all is, always stay on the boat of Krishna consciousness, because material world is an ocean of suffering. And all those so-called philosophers, philanthropists, and gurus who are trying to give guidance with no understanding, like the blind leading the blind. We know that Lord Brahma and the vision given to him by Krishna and Narada Muni and the Guru, Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya, the whole Sampradaya is here and it's available for us, this treasure house of illumination and transcendental enlightenment is available, but we're still stuck on the idea of our own sense gratification and are reluctant to, you know, fully surrender and take up this process. But life is short, so we shouldn't waste our time. And there was one follower of Lord Shiva who asked him to, what is the ultimate goal of life? He said, you go to see Sanatana Goswami, he'll give you. And in the garbage heap, he had a touchstone. So he took, the Brahmana became very happy. Oh, I could turn all this iron into gold. But if this is the most valuable thing, why was it in the garbage heap? So he went to ask Sanatana Goswami, this is the most valuable thing? No, I have something more valuable. You take the stone, you throw it in the lake and come back. And he gave him the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because this desire to become wealthy and powerful and with great reputation, it doesn't leave. It's hard to become humble. It's hard to become fortunate in that way. So I have a 9 o'clock meeting I got to run to. But if we have some questions and comments, we got a few minutes. Hare Krishna.
It's very enlivening class. Thank you, Prabhu. On one side, simple living, high thinking, Prabhupada literally mentioned many, many times. Then other side, no risk, no progression. Because progression means, he said, new selection and illumination. So, simple living, high thinking, you didn't support that in your class. I mean, you did, but the way you said it, no, don't take it easy, like take.
Work now, samadhi later. No, yeah, you're right. And Prabhupada did mention in the later years that half my work is still pending, this Varnashram Dharma, because he knows that society is going to collapse, is inevitable. And if people will be in great bewilderment and anxiety, how to eat? How to survive? If the Publix is not open, what are we going to do? We're lost, you know. We're thinking that we're going to go in our car, there's no petrol, we're going to go to a supermarket, nothing will be functioning, then how to do? So yes, simple living, high thinking is good. It's very important, and we need to show the full dimension. But right now, the urgency is that people are suffering and immensely suffering due to ignorance of Krishna consciousness, that they're not the body, and that this temporary encagement is going to wither away, and they're going to be lost forever in a chain of reactions of cycle of birth and death. They don't believe it. That doesn't matter. Still, we know the reality. So Prabhupada was pushing and enthusing that you go out and you preach Krishna consciousness. The peace will come. Peace is there. Arjuna was very satisfied to serve Krishna, even though he underwent the battle. And many of the sannyasis, he knew, Prabhupada knew, the young men, sannyasis, some will have difficulties. But still, all risk was taken for the purpose of spreading Krishna consciousness. But at the same time, the family, he wanted that we nurture the devotees, provide for the devotees a peaceful atmosphere. So the temple is shanti, it's transcendental. Yes,
thank you. Y'all have one bogus guru, Mayavadi. He's leading most of India right now. His name is Sadhguru. It's embarrassing even to listen to him, really. But I don't know. I'm amazed how he's leading so much of India. You know, I mean, what are you guys doing about him?
Yeah, there's many bogus gurus, but there's many people who are not genuine in purpose. So the bogus gurus are there to satisfy them. They feel, yes, I have my guru. Oh, how transcendental! He spoke for an hour about nothing, and we understand nothing, but so nice, you know. But so when you're looking for jewelry, there's jewelry available everywhere, but rarely you find someone who's competent or capable of going into a real diamond shop and taking the actual. So what we're doing is we're spreading, book distribution is increasing. Every day in Vrindavan, we're feeding, like, we do 25,000 cups of khichdi every day, free to the public, with nice. And they're hearing the kirtan. So when they come to Vrindavan, they go to, you know, the Kali Ma and the, some Prem Mandir, this Mandir, that Mandir. We're not criticizing or competing, but when they come into Krishna Balaram Mandir and they hear the kirtan and they see the beauty of the deities and the dancing and the prasadam, this is very satisfying, very convincing. So if one is fortunate, he'll see something genuine. But if someone's looking for cheap jewelry, there's a sadguru for you, no problem. What to do? Oh, Krishna will arrange these things. All we can do is preach the best we can.
Thank you, Panchakura Prabhu. I mean, I don't know how many devotees really appreciate the service you do in Vrindavan for so many years, 30 years in management. Every day, how many people coming?
Yeah, what's that?
How many people coming every day?
Oh, people coming. It's incredibly crazy. 50, 60,000 people a day coming through. You know, the streets are closed. It's like a constant festival, parade. You know, it's an incredible amount of people coming through now.
And you're giving 25,000 cups of khichdi?
Every day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, we all have some duty, and we might think, well, I have no position, what can I do? But if you have the desire, I remember in Miami, I think Raghava made a shirt for Madan Mohan, and it says, see Madan Mohan, you know, like, he was the temple commander, Madan Mohan. So as bhaktas, we'd be eager. Okay, did the full morning program, it's 10 o'clock, 10 to 5 is my time for serving, so where's Madonna? You know, I want service. So if you're eager for service, plenty is there. Book distribution, washing pots, cooking, cleaning, making arrangements for assisting the Sankirtan mission, if you personally can't go out in the mission itself. And somehow or other, if you just follow Prabhupada's formula, stick with the formula, best you can, then the realization will become more manifest, and you'll be able to have opportunities to do more service. Look at him, he's doing some service with the microphone. Look at that little boy. Any other questions, comments? We're good?
Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.